Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare. नाम संकीर्तन की हरिबोल चेतना प्रोग्राम विल स्टार्ट सून सो वी रिक्वेस्ट ऑल द प्रभुजीज टू काइंडली वेकेंट दिस हॉल एज दिस प्रोग्राम इज ओनली फॉर गर्ल्स थैंक यू ऑल द गर्ल्स हू हैव कम फॉर चेतना काइंडली कम फॉरवर्ड
ज्यादा कुछ इंट्रोडक्शन नहीं देना फर्स्ट विल डू द क्या बोलते हैं एक्टिविटी ना व्हाट डू यू से ओके हाँ ओके विल टेक द एक्टिविटी फर्स्ट और विल वेट फॉर द गर्ल्स आई डोंट नीड यू ऑल नीड द दुपट्टा
Haribol, can everyone hear me? So welcome to this month's Chetna Festival. And today we have a very, very interesting and very amazing speaker for our monthly Chetna Festival. She is Her Grace Niladri Mataji. She has done her graduation from Pune and she holds a diploma in travel and tourism management. She came in touch with ISKCON in the year 1993 by the grace of Radheshyam Prabhu and Gaurang Prabhu. They were her mentors. And her house and their house served as a base for the preaching that happened in the Nigdi area. And their mentors in the mentor counselor system, they serve as mentors. Guiding many Grihastha families and providing inspiration and shelter to all of the devotees. And personally, I have known her for quite a long time and she's one of the most chillest, like she's the coolest people. So we would love to hear from you, Mataji. Thank you very much for giving us your time.
Is this on? It's on now? Yeah. Hare Krishna, everybody. So how is it feeling coming back to the temple? Good? After 2 years of sitting at home and hearing online, I think this is a very welcome change for all of us, right? So I was thinking that if we start with some activity, is that okay with everybody? Huh? So we have how many girls here? At least 20 girls? 20 girls to hai na? So can we divide them into two? One pair? And sabke paas ek chunni hona chahiye. Yeah, chunni to hona chahiye, scarf or something, stole. So come up please, because we really have, you know, we'll finish this activity in 10 minutes because we have to vacate this hall by 7 o'clock. So could you all come in pairs? And one of them needs to tie the other one blindfolded. Okay? Yeah. Nobody has a chunni? Okay, if you don't have a chunni, at least keep your eyes closed. Is that okay? Come on, fast. Rishika, just help them, no? Tying the... One has to tie, one has to be blindfolded. Anybody can. I just want two people together. Faster, come on. If you don't have a stole or anything, it's okay, you can just close your eyes.
One needs to blindfold the other.
Yeah. You have your stole, no? You can blindfold yourself. It's pinned. Okay, just keep your eyes closed. Okay? So can you all stand up, please? So please hear the instructions. What I want you to do is, one needs to be blindfolded and one needs to lead the other person. So I want you to go in this hall premises, just walk a little bit. The one who is not blindfolded has to actually tell the other person, go right, go left, and, you know, kind of guide the person.
You want everyone to be in pairs?
Yeah, I want everybody to be. Okay, if you have no scarf with you, that's okay. But just one needs to be closed. One, close the eyes. Okay? No cheating, huh?
Can everyone
okay, start. So the one who is not blindfolded needs to lead the other person who is blindfolded, guide them, go left, go right, come back, and within 5 minutes, I want you to be back in your places. Okay? Chalo, start. You can hold the hand. Hold the hand. Yeah. Everybody can participate. Okay. Thoda ghumao unko.
Is it interesting?
Now you realize.
Yes, I know the topic.
We didn't get the laptop, no?
Gopika was supposed to come, but then she fell ill.
Mm.
So
it's okay.
She was supposed to
come. It's okay, never mind. Hold their hands, lead them, kindly give them instructions. Done? Please return back. Be seated. Now you can open your eyes. Who are seated, na? They can open the eyes. Thank you. नाना नानी पार्क में बैठना नहीं है, वापस आना है. ओके सो हैव एवरीबडी कम बैक. सो हाउ वॉज द एक्सपीरियंस विद इन 5 मिनट्स आई वॉन्टेड लाइक वॉट वॉज द एक्सपीरियंस वन हु वॉज ब्लाइंड फोल्डेड वॉट वॉज योर एक्सपीरियंस इन दिस. आगे आ जाओ ना, कम फ्रंट प्लीज. सो वॉट वॉज योर एक्सपीरियंस वन हु कुडंट सी. How did you feel?
अच्छा था. What is?
Yeah. What else? What else?
We were dependent.
Dependent. Correct. Correct. So, why I told you to do this is because it's related to the topic which I'll be talking. So we will gradually get to it. Okay. Actually, we were supposed to show you one AV matching with this activity. You all must have seen Nick, one person, Nick from Poland. He doesn't have arms nor legs, but he is so self-sufficient. And in his video, he says, people ask him, he knows how to drive a car, he knows how to swim, he knows how to cook on his own, without being dependent on somebody. And somebody asked him in the crowd that how are you so happy. So he said, only one thing I can say is that you should be satisfied for what you have and thankful for what you have in life and don't complain. These two things if you have, you'll have no worries in your life. And you'll always be grateful. And when you're grateful, the Lord will be merciful unto you. So the whole theme was that. So we can start the session now. I'll need a little bit of interaction from all of you all. Maybe in between I might ask you some, you know, questions regarding the topic. So kindly answer back. Okay. ॐ अज्ञान्तमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदां सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश. नमा ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः. पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्य नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते पेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंदा. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. हरि बोल. सो यू ऑल नो टुडेज टॉपिक इज showers of mercy. So we can associate so many names to the word shower, correct? As the word today is showers of mercy. What all words can be associated with it? Like showers of raindrops, correct? Showers of flowers. What else? Blessings, very nice. Shower of praises, correct? So on so forth. So when we tell showers, we usually associate it with raindrops, correct? So what is the importance of showers? Can anybody tell? When you take a shower or when you go into the rain and experience raindrops on your body, what do you feel? Pardon? Yes. You feel energized? You feel fresh? You feel rejuvenated? Yes or no? Your mind becomes calm. You are happy and you're set for the day, right or no? You want to do something nice. You are always happy, correct? So basically when we say mercy, it's a noun in action. Mercy is a noun in action. Why? When we say somebody is merciful, when we associate somebody that he or she is merciful, means that he is compassionate, correct? When you associate mercy, you associate with a person who is loving, who is caring, who is compassionate, and who does not see your faults, correct? And even if you have faults, he rectifies that fault very nicely. So when we have all these adjectives in a person, whom do we associate him with? Mercy to Lord himself, correct? Now all the girls here who are working or who are studying, this example which I'm telling is very pertinent, correct? The mercy factor. Some people don't understand how the Lord is merciful. But even in the world which we stay, we see that mercy has such an important impact on all of us. How? We can always associate with our parents, correct? Now when you have come here from far, some people have come from the western suburbs, people come from long, distances. Definitely your parents must have told you something, correct? Jaldi aana. Late hua to phone karna. Mobile saath mein rakhna. Correct or no? I think the mothers agree. Because there is care, there is compassion for your children. So when there is care and compassion for the children in this world by our parents, how more compassionate is the Lord himself? Because he is our original father and original mother. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran. He is our original mother, he is our original father. So how much more compassion he has for us, how much more merciful he is towards us. I just happened to see one nice video associated with the word mercy, compassion and love. This actually had a very nice impact on me. In fact, you all must have seen so many reality shows which are going on in TV, correct? There was this small girl, all of 5 years old, and she comes from a very low income group. Her parents are very, very simple hearted and they don't have any means of survival. So obviously they were daily workers, daily laborers. So what happened? Suddenly when her father went to work for the daily wage laborer who he is, he touched some pole and he got a shock. Because of the shock, because of the impact of the shock, all his jo bhi purze the, they got paralyzed. He couldn't work anymore. The sole breadwinner couldn't work. The mother went to save the father. She also got the impact of the electric shock. So basically, the child who is just of 5 years did not have any support, correct? We can imagine in that child's place if we are. So their neighbor, immediate neighbor was a lady who was very nice and compassionate. So this girl started crying because one day she did not have any food because father could not go and earn. Mother was taking care of the father, so nobody to earn. So I think 2 days she did not have anything to eat. So this lady saw and said, she felt pity, she felt compassion. And koi bhi bacche ko dekho to like you, obviously the loving nature comes forward. So she went forward and she told the parents, don't worry, I will train your child in some art form. And obviously if you are from North India, you know this jagratas. During Navratri, where people go and perform on stage, have some you dress up as devis. So she taught that kid whatever she had to, and whatever she used to perform on the stage for 9 days, jo bhi milta tha, that was sufficing their daily needs. So from this example we see that even normal people have this attitude of mercy within them, love, compassion. So imagine the Lord. And as I told you initially, when you all girls go far and wide, your parents are more scared for you, correct? And suppose if you have late classes and you have not contacted them that I'm going to come late, imagine the worry in your parents, correct? Sometimes your father might come to the station, mother tells, go and fetch the daughter, late ho gaya, leke aana. So what is the purpose behind it? That you are safely brought home back. So the Lord also does the same activity. In the 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Lord comes millennium after millennium just to bring us lost souls back to His home, where we are peaceful, where we are safe, where there is no anxiety. Correct? In this world, we see there are so many anxieties. Sometimes we don't get the fast local train, we miss. If you are working, then you have to hear from the bosses. Correct? Your daily routine gets topsy-turvy. So imagine the Lord has to Himself come millennium after millennium just for us, so that we are attracted because of His name, fame, pastimes, beauty. Correct? The Lord is so merciful. He comes personally so that He can take us back to His abode where there is no worry. So now please be with me in this journey, how Lord comes millennium after millennium to actually guide us back to the to His abode. So now we all know there are 4 yugas, correct? Satyug, Tretayug, Dwaparyug and Kalyug. So in Satyug, Krishna came as Narsingh avatar, correct? Vara avatar, and He protected Prahlad Maharaj, correct? So He showed mercy upon Prahlad. Prahlad was all of 5 years, correct? But He protected him because Prahlad had faith in the Lord. He was calling for the Lord. And Lord came in the pillar as Narsingha Roop and protected him. Varadev also came on the plea of Bhumi Devi. He rescued the earth which was under the ocean. He retrieved the Vedas, correct? And killed Hiranyaksha. So in Treta Yuga when he came as which form? Ram, correct? The most merciful Ram. Ramachandra Kripalu Bhajamana Arana Bhava Bhaya Darunam. Nava Kanja Lochana Kanja Mukhakara Kanja Pada Kanjarunam. Means he is so merciful that he comes so that whoever sees him gets attracted by his beauty and his pastimes. So when we will see how he had attracted so many souls by his mercy in the form of his love and compassion. So we will go into each form of the Lord when he came as Ram, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We will talk about 2-3 leelas, okay, to depict how merciful the Lord is. Is it okay? So when he came as Lord Ram, we all know he was banished, correct, for 14 years. So when he was in exile, we all know Sita was kidnapped by Ravan. So Ravan forcefully took Sita by airways. And when he was going, she was yelling for help. Somebody save me, somebody save me. And who was there in the forest? Jatayu, correct? Jatayu saw and heard her pleas, and he was so old by then, but because he loved Ram, he wanted to serve Ram. He said, whatever happens to me, I am okay with it, but I will go and rescue Sita. So with all his might, he flew in the sky and challenged Ravan, and he said, mighty Ravan, how cowardly act you are doing, correct? Such a cowardly act. When Ram is not there, you are kidnapping Sita. Nothing, it's okay, I will actually rescue Sita. And Ravan started laughing and said, hey, you are so old, what are you going to do? Nothing. So he was very proud of his strength, Ravan. So what did Jatayu do? With all his might, he pulled himself up and he flapped his wings so hard, and with his beak he started hitting the charioteer. And because the beak is very, nokila, sharp, so what he did, he started scratching the charioteer and killed the charioteer instantly. The helmet of the charioteer fell down. And because of the impact, Ravan fell down with Sita on the ground. So now, seeing this, Ravan got so angry. Said, how come such an old bird is trying to challenge me? I'm Dashanan. How can you challenge me? So he regains his composure. He says, now I'm going to kill this. And what does he take? He takes a bow and arrow and starts hitting at the wings of Jatayu. The bird's strength lies in the wings. So he targeting the wings properly. And slowly and steadily Jatayu started losing his strength and fell weak and fell to the ground. And he flew off with Sita. In the meantime, Ram and Lakshman came to know that Sita is kidnapped. So they were searching in the forest for Sita. Hey Sita, where are you? Where are you? Correct? We all know the story from Ramayana. So when he hears, Jatayu hears ki Ram is calling out for Sita. Who can call out for Sita? Only Ram, correct? So he said, yeah, now, Jatayu said, now at least I need to regain my strength and at least convey that message that Ravan has taken Sita towards the south. Correct? So he regains his strength and goes and approaches Ram and he tells the message to him. By then his strength is dwindling. So what does Ram do? He takes him on his lap, places him very affectionately and nicely pats him because he's in pain, right? When somebody is in pain, if you pat, at least you relieve the pain instantly, na? And very nice words, loving words he expresses towards Jatayu. And hearing that, seeing the beauty of the Lord, he leaves his body. And seeing this, Ram could not control his emotions and he started crying. He said, how fortunate is this bird? Correct? How fortunate? Why, you know, Valmiki Muni says, the purport behind this is that Jatayu was more fortunate than even Dashrath Maharaj. When Dashrath Maharaj left his body, Ram was nowhere, correct? Was Ram there to perform the last rites? No. But for Jatayu, who was an ordinary bird in the normal sense, Ram took the duty upon himself to perform the final rites. And he asked Lakshman, gather all the wood and we will actually do the Daha Sanskar of Jatayu. So such was the merciful form of the Lord that he did not distinguish that he is a normal bird, an ordinary bird. Sometimes people complain, na, ki the Lord is only merciful to the, you know, page 3 people. No, it's not like that. Lord is merciful to anyone. Here he was merciful to Jatayu. He got such a good destination because Lord Ram performed the last rites by his own hands. So much mercy, na? Furthermore, when Ram went in search of Sita, he came to Rishimukh Mountains, correct? Where he met Sugriva. And then before meeting Sugriva, he said he had that urge that he had to go and meet Shabri. We all know Shabri, the story where she khilati hai Ram ko. So this, when he's passing to that mountains and the caves and the hillside, he bypassed many sages. Ram and Lakshman bypassed many sages and went directly to the ashram of Shabri. So these rishis are wondering, how come we are, you know, doing so many penances, we are doing so much dhyan, tapasya, Ram is not giving us any, you know, bhav, and he's directly bypassing us, and our existence doesn't matter to him, and he's just going past us. So they're inquisitive. And when they come to know that he goes to Shabri's ashram, we will give a, you know, little bit history about Shabri. Shabri was from the Shabara tribe. It is said she was very pious from the very beginning, from her childhood. But her father, obviously in the tribal areas, if you see, they are mostly are non-veg eaters. Correct? So she did not like that thing that her parents were eating non-veg. So she was continuously avoiding that. Her father eventually, when she grew a little bit big, he thought, I'll get her married to somebody so that I'll relieve my responsibility. So finally he finds, and he happened to be a drunkard. And the tribal tradition during that time was, when you get your daughter married, you need to actually cut goat and sheep and offer it to the deities as prasad, correct? As an offering. So she didn't like it. She vehemently opposed. But she was very young. What could she do, na? So she saw, just as she was to get married, the day dawned, she was to get married, she decided, enough is enough. I'm not going to come in my parents' jhasa. So what she said? I will leave the house. So she left the house and went into the forest. And when she went in the forest, she was alone. Nobody was there to rescue her. So she asked for help, for shelter. Nearby sages were there. So she went and approached them. Kindly give me some shelter. So they said, obviously looking at her appearance, they knew she was from the tribal area. And these were puffed up munis. They said, nothing. You are an untouchable. I don't want to do anything with you. So she was so frightened, and eventually when she went deep into the forest, she met her Guru Maharaj, Matanga Rishi. He was very compassionate to her and immediately took her under her care and taught her everything. All the rules and regulations, bhakti, everything. Taught her how to go and fetch wood, how to make firewood, how to make garlands, how to worship the Lord. And she was very happy. And this happened for many years. This took place. He taught her, trained her for many years. And eventually he became old and he called upon Shabari and said, "Shabari, child, I want to tell you something. Now it's the time that I have to leave my body." So she was very, very depressed and distressed. Obviously because he was her life and soul, more than a father to her. Said, "No, I would like to come with you." So he says, "No, you can't come. You have to be here and you have to take care of Ram when he comes to the forest. He'll need you. So you need to be here. And by the dint of your bhakti and your devotion to Ram, you will attract him directly into the ashram." So she had firm faith in the Guru. And for 13 years after that, she was serving diligently, cleaning her ashram, picking up wonderful flowers, offering it to the Lord, going and cutting firewood. Correct? All the things which Matanga Rishi taught her, she followed it very nicely. And when Ram came, he immediately came into the ashram. Obviously, when you are waiting for Ram for 13 years and diligently doing a work, obviously the joy is, you can't measure it, correct? You can't measure it in a material sense. So when she saw Ram, she immediately started, you know, expressing her joy through tears. And Ram, obviously when you're overjoyed, sometimes you don't understand what to say, what to do. She forgot to welcome Ram and then she gained her composure and said, "Please come, please come." When a guest comes to our house, obviously we take them inside, give them water, talk sweet words. So she also did that. So when everything was done, now he was hungry because he was, you know, roaming in the forest. So what was there in the hermitage? Every day diligently she used to pick up the wild berries. And she used to taste them and see ki Ram ko achha lagega ki nahi. Obviously, na, we won't do that. We shouldn't do that. But she, out of her love for Ram, she used to do. And offered that fruits to Ram. And when she expressed that, "I want to go back to the same place where my Guru is residing. I want to go and serve there." Such was her Guru Bhakti. And eventually when she left her body, she went back to her father, her spiritual master, Matanga Rishi, and served him eternally out there. So such was the mercy. This mercy which Shabari was awarded, even Surpanakha was not awarded. Surpanakha got to see Ram and Lakshman, but she came with a what intention? To kill Ram and Lakshman when her advances were not met. Obviously, what did Lakshman do? Cut her nose. But Shabari got the reverse effect because of the dint of her bhakti and Guru Bhakti. So the Lord is so merciful, even if we do little bit. Shabari did for so many years. What did Shabari teach us? That even if you follow in the footsteps of Guru, do your bhakti diligently. Now all of you mostly are students, correct? So what you all should do? You all should study well and use your intelligence for the service of the Lord, correct? So even if you do this 100% completely, the Lord is pleased and is merciful. Isn't it easy? Is it hard? We don't need to leave anything. We need to add everything. That is bhakti. So this happened in Treta Yuga. Then later on, when, if we talk about Ramayan and not talk about Hanuman, it won't be fair, right? Because he's the topmost bhakt of Ram. So when it is said that once Vibhishan was kicked out. Who is Vibhishan? Ravan's brother. He was kicked off because he was taking side of Ram. So when he got kicked off, he came to the shelter of Ram. And Ram eventually gave him shelter and already coronated him as Lankesh. Means he is the king. Who was the king that time? Ravan. Correct? But he already coronated Vibhishan as Lankesh. Now Lakshman, he was so surprised and he said, "Ram, you already coronated him when Ravan is already the king, na?" Correct? If suppose Ravan comes and takes shelter of you, what will you give to him as gift? Because already you have given Lanka to Vibhishan. Now if Ravan comes, what will you give? So Ram is so merciful. He says, "Don't worry. If Ravan comes to me with the intention of shelter, I will give him Ayodhya. So Lakshman says, "Arey, how can you give Ayodhya? That to you again, Bharat. Correct? Bharat ko coronation he did now there. So how will you give?" So Ram says, "Don't worry. Even if Ayodhya is not there, I will personally give him place in my heart. What more can a person expect, na?" So he says, "In that heart of a devotee who is like Hanuman, I am seated. And in that heart, I will give residence to Ravan." Who is Ravan? Who was trying to, who kidnapped Sita, Bhakti Devi. But the Lord is so merciful. What does he expect from us? Simple act of shelter. We go in front of him, pray to him and seek shelter. And whatever we are, in whichever position we are, we need to actually seek mercy from him, seek blessings from him. Correct? That's what Ramayana teaches us. So when once it so happened that we have time, na? Yeah. So if we want to actually attract the mercy of Ram, we have to follow in the footsteps of Shabari and Jatayu and Hanuman. Then the next millennium, when he came in Dwapar Yuga, the Lord came as Krishna. Correct? And right from his birth, Krishna showed such magnanimous attitude of his merciful nature, his compassionate nature. When he was just 7 days old, Putana, correct? Kamsa sent Putana to kill. So when she actually was killed by Krishna, when he started sucking the breast milk and also eventually removed the life air of Putana, it is said, because she came with the intention to feed, though she came with the intention to poison, but he drank her milk, na? So Krishna saw that positive nature in Putana. And once she left this body, he awarded her the position of Daima, mother. Who can be merciful? Can we be merciful as Krishna? Somebody comes to kill us, we will take revenge even instantly, correct? We see so many movies. So, main isko zinda jala dalunga, correct? All dialogues we remember, but Krishna never takes revenge. Even for the person who comes to kill Putana, deadly poison, correct? So thereafter, when we see, when Krishna is growing up, there's a very nice story how he gives mercy to the fruit seller. We have heard that story? Fruit seller. In Gokul, Vrindavan, when Krishna was residing, there happened to be a fruit seller who heard about the beauty of Krishna. Krishna's beauty also attracts the mercy. We can't, na? We can be attractive and beautiful till some certain age. Then we have Botox. Correct? But that also subsides later on and then our skin starts sagging. Right or no, girls? Yes? But Krishna's beauty is eternal and he attracts everybody through his beauty also. So here, this fruit seller was a simple fruit seller lady. So she heard from so many people about the beauty of Krishna. So she said, "I want to go and take darshan of my Lord." What can, obviously when a fruit seller, she goes with a tokri bharke, she put fruits in there and took it to the, you know, the courtyard of Nand Maharaj. And at that time, Yashoda Maiya was not there in the house. So Krishna was so smart, he saw the dealings of Yashoda Maiya with all these traders. They used to be barter system, correct? You don't pay in cash, but you pay in kind, correct? So Krishna knew that. So he immediately goes into his house. He brings, how old was he? Hardly, I think 5-6 years old. So in that small palm, what did he get? Some grains. And he came running towards that lady who came to give fruits. And obviously children, if you see, they don't hold it properly, right? He was holding like that. And when he was running like that, all the grains fell down. And there were hardly 2-3 grains in his hand. And that he gave it to the fruit seller. The fruit seller did not look at what he is giving. She was so enamored by his beauty that she did not see what he is giving. And when he goes off in, because Yashoda Mai happens to come back and calls Kanha, so he rushes back home. And when she opens the tokri to see, because she empties all the fruits and gives it to Krishna. And in that fruits, what was there? Precious jewels. So what was the, you know, return benefit was so much, na? Correct? Now when you put something in the bank, you get the premium with interest, but that is not sufficient for all of us, correct? We still crib, right or no? But here, Krishna, in turn of some small fruits, he gave so many precious diamonds. And what she did? She took that and she threw it in the Yamuna river. She was not at all attracted to this because she was so enamored by the beauty of the Lord. And her history, do you know why? Who was she? She was actually, when I was talking about Ram, when he went, was banished, he first met his friend Nishad Raj, Guha. If you have seen B.R. Chopra's Ramayana, you must have seen the story of Guha. Guha was Ram's friend. And Guha, he was Nishad tribe. There was a tribe named Nishad. He was the head of it. And he was very friendly to Dashrath Maharaj. So when he, at that time, Guha was very small and Ram also was very small. So they used to go to Ayodhya and, you know, meet. Friends do meet each other often. So he used to take his son along. And at that time, he instantly got attracted to Ram. And he was thinking in his mind, the Lord is so beautiful. When will I get to serve this beautiful Lord? So this desire he had when he was very small. And when Ram was banished, he went and then he approached, he saw Guha. And Guha was so very ecstatic because he got to serve the Lord. He told the Lord, please come in. You can be here for 14 years. But Ram said, no, I have already vowed that I will not go to any town, village and stay. I will go into the forest. So I can't, you know, go over the vows which I have given Dashrath Maharaj. So Guha says, never, at least you will, you know, we'll make a nice haystack here. You please rest for the day and then we will decide. So Ram accepts his, what can a tribal do, no? He can give the best of whatever he has in his meaning. So Ram accepted even that. And his wife, she also was attracted to Ram's beauty. So in the heart of hearts, she was thinking that I want to actually cuddle Ram. I want to experience Vatsalya Ras with Ram. When can that day come when I can experience that motherly love? Obviously Ram wouldn't give, because he was quite grown up then, so he can't sit on that lady's lap. So he said, from the heart of heart there was conversation, yes, that day will come when I will fulfill your desire. So that lady who was Guha's wife was this fruit seller. And when she was exchanging the fruit, he asked, what do you want more, Maya? So he said, can you come and sit on my lap? I just want you to cuddle you and to experience motherly love. So actually Krishna, Kana went and sat on that gopi's lap. So Krishna does not forget his promise. So he's so merciful, right? The mercy, what did she do? She just wished, correct? When she was in the previous life, she just wished that she won't want Vatsalya Prem, and Krishna fulfilled in the next life. So such is the mercy of the Lord that we cannot even actually measure. It is boundless, it is limitless, it is causeless. Then if we talk about Krishna Leela, there are so many pastimes where he has shown so much mercy to extreme people, extreme circumstances. And when he came as, if we are in Maharashtra and we don't talk about Vitthal, it will be unfair, right? So in Dindirvan, there's a forest, very dense forest, Dindirvan. There used to be a person named Pundalik. Have you heard him, Pundalik? Correct? So Pundalik, he was not always a very good person. He had many bad habits. But in some time, he met a very nice sage. And due to the association with the sage, he transformed himself. But it is said, bad habits die hard. So he could not give up his habits, bad habits. So what he did? He started getting back to looting, murdering and all such activities. So eventually his parents were very simple. They used to always try to rectify him, but he would never hear to them. So one fine day the parents said, at least if he gets married, he'll be responsible. Correct? Indian mentality. If the child is married, at least he will take some responsibility and he will eventually sudhar jayega, bachcha hamara. So they got him married. But nothing happened like that. He eventually, because his wife was also of the same mentality, both together tried to harass the parents and ill-treat them. One fine day the parents said, now enough, we cannot take so much of torture from him. It is better we leave the house. And what is our needs? We don't have many needs. We can stay somewhere else. So without informing Pundalik, they move out of the house. Actually they inform him. They say, we want to go to Kashi. Obviously, old age people say we want to go to Kashi and spend our rest of our lives. So they go out. They're very happy. He is so very cruel
cruel that he does not even ask them, how are you going? Do you have money? Don't go on foot. I will arrange for your conveyance. Nothing. He said, theek hai. But after some time he said, let me see where they are going. Let me double check whether they'll come back or no. Just see the mentality. To his own parents. So what he did, he told his wife, we will go on a horse carriage. We will see where they're going. So he goes behind them in a horse carriage. And these people are walking in the hot summer without any footwear. And these people are sitting on the horse and nicely enjoying the ride. So what happens? He's tired after a certain amount of journey. So he sees a hermitage over there. He says, we'll rest for the day and then we'll carry forward. So he goes to one ashram. That ashram belonged to Kukut Swami. So where he goes there, he asks Kukut Swami, can we take shelter in your ashram? He says, okay, it's open for everybody. Please come. So he takes rest. He refreshes himself. Then the inmates of the ashram offer him some foodstuffs. He eats and he rests for the day. And when he's resting, he sees that there is some activity behind the room. So he gets, you know, he's astonished. He said, let me go and see. There is some light coming. I want to see what is it. If we also sleep and he sees light, obviously we will be so utsuk, na? So he goes behind and he sees that there are three personalities who are dressed in white, ekdam resplendent white, and in their hands there is broom and they're brooming the hermitage. So he goes to question them, but they vanish. Second day, again the same thing happens. He sees this white resplendent ladies come in saris. But what is that? After the first day, he sees them in resplendent saris. The next day, he sees them in, you know, mela ho gaya tha thoda. Because they were dusting and all. So out of inquisitiveness, he approaches them. He says, hey Devi, can you kindly tell me, what are you doing at the dead of night? So then they introduce themselves. Who are they? Krishna Nadi, Kaveri Nadi, and Yamuna. They had come as females. We all know they are personifications. So then he asks, what are you doing here? He said, people come in our rivers and deposit their sins. They make us contaminated. They make us polluted. So we come here to get rid of this pollution in this hermitage, because the sage is very powerful and he is very pure. So if we come here and serve them, at least we will be happy serving some personality like Kukut Swami. So then immediately he understands that he is so durbu, he is so cruel that he is, you know, actually he did not even tell his parents, stay here, we'll take care. Then he understands and he wants to rectify. So eventually he goes and gets his parents. He starts serving them very nicely. He's very, very transformed immediately. And in the meanwhile, what happens? Rukmini in Dwarka gets angry with Krishna for no reason. Because they say there was a competition. Is Radha better or Rukmini better? So Rukmini in huff and puff. Obviously it happens, na? In girls, so it happens all the more. So here Rukmini says, how dare you say that Radha is much more better than me. So she said, nothing doing. I'm going to leave this place. So he goes. And piche Krishna's finding where Rukmini has gone. So Rukmini goes to this place, Dindiravan, where Pundalik is there. So when he goes to that place, he's attracted by some songs, because Pundalik is singing the praises and he's also serving his parents, massaging their foot and all. So he's so attracted and he goes to the door of Pundalik's house, knocks the door, and he's, Pundalik, I have come. So what does he say? He's so transformed right now. He said, you can wait. Now I'm serving my parents. So Rukmini is so happy seeing the transformation. Krishna is so happy that he says, I will wait for you, because your service unto your devotee parents is more important. And he blesses him and he's so merciful unto Pundalik. So he actually, Pundalik throws a brick and he says, Krishna, wait there. I will come. So Krishna is waiting till he finishes his service. So what is the thing over here? I mean, what is the essence is here? Is that whoever you are, even it is said, na, by the mercy of Guru, you get Krishna, and vice versa. By the mercy of Krishna, you get Guru. He went, got association of the sage, he transformed himself, and what was the result? He got to see Krishna. Vice versa also. Krishna was so happy that he gave him the association of Kukut Swami. So for us, mortal souls, correct, coming to the temple is also such a very nice experience. Hearing to lectures, hearing to instructions from Bhagavad Gita also is the mercy of the Lord. Correct? So this is the pastimes which he did in the... Which yuga I told? Dwapar Yuga. Next comes Kali Yuga, which we all are. So in Kali Yuga, when he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Correct? Who is he? He is non-different than Radha Krishna. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahi Anya. He is non-different than Radha and Krishna. In Kali Yuga, we all know we have so many faults, right? If we start writing our faults, we have so many faults. So in this age of Kali, Mahaprabhu comes personally for us to give us Harinam. What is the easiest form to attract the mercy of the Lord? Is his holy names, which is non-different than him. So Mahaprabhu, on the plea of Advaita Acharya, he comes in this Kali Yuga, because during that time, 500 years back, it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is written, the situation was getting from bad to worse. People were losing faith in Krishna. People used to worship all kinds of Devi Devtas. They were becoming more and more cruel. There was a lot of show about their wealth, fame. Correct? So it seems there was a line in Chaitanya Charitamrita which describes that people wanted to show off their wealth. So obviously, where will they show their wealth? In marriages. Correct? Such pomp and grandeur in marriages. So what these people used to do? They used to get a cat married to a dog. So such was a kind of, you know, pomp and splendor they used to show in such a, you know, opposite manner. Unheard of, no? So in such situation, Advaita Acharya called upon Krishna. Krishna, you only come. If you don't come, nobody will hear. So he called upon Krishna, worshipped Krishna in the form of Shaligram, and Krishna eventually heard, and he came 500 years back in the town of Navadvip, who is non-different than Krishna. So if we go fast forward, the whole pastimes of Mahaprabhu is just for one point, to show us extreme mercy for people like you and me. We are actually so misfortunate. We do not have any luck. There are so many symptoms of Kali Yuga which is described in Bhagavatam. So for such people of Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu himself comes to show us mercy. So when we go a little bit forward, now when he has not taken sannyas till then, one day what happens? He is actually inducing everybody to take Krishna's name, and people were not hearing. People were actually making fun of him, ridiculing him. So he said, now it's enough that I need to take sannyas. Obviously, if somebody is in a saffron cloth, we will immediately pay respects. Correct? We will hear him. If Guru Maharaj is sitting here and we sit down, obviously we want to hear to him. So he said, now is the time that I renounce my world. He was married then. His wife was just 16 years old. His mother was widowed. But he said, no, for the benefit of the society and to reclaim all of them, I need to give up my family life. So he leaves his family and takes sannyas. Such extreme measures only the Lord can do, no? We can't give up everything so easily, but he gives up for us. And then later on, if we talk about Mahaprabhu and not talk about Jagai Madai, it will be unfair, correct? We all have heard about Jagai Madai pastimes. Such mercy that he bestows upon two rascals who were Jagai and Madai. Actually, they were from the Brahman family. But because of bad association, they developed all bad habits. It is said that even Yamaraj was so astonished to see how many bad activities they were performing. His assistant, Chitragupt, was saying, Prabhu, these people are, you know, committing so many sins that I cannot keep an account of. My books are filling. There is no good activity in the good column. In the asset column, there is no, you know, entrances. But in the liability column, there are so many. It's not, the book is not sufficient. What should we do? So one day when Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu and all his associates come together in the area of Navadvip, these two drunkards, they were drunk totally. Ekdam piyakad. And they, obviously when drunkards come, wo jhoomte hai, correct? They don't understand what's happening. So here Nityanand Prabhu, he tells Haridas Thakur, that if we go and preach to these people, then the fame of Mahaprabhu will spread far and wide, that how merciful is Mahaprabhu that he's given mercy even to these two drunkards. So with this kind of intention, he approaches Jagai and Madai. Obviously, they're not in a position to hear him. If you go to a drunkard and tell, please take Harinam, he won't even hear you, correct? So the same thing happened with them. and they chased them away. So first day they went, ran away for their life because they came to beat both of them. So second day Nityanand Prabhu said, no, we have to go and approach, because Mahaprabhu said, whoever you meet, you go and preach to them about Harinam. So we have to follow his orders. So they go and approach Jagai Madai. Nityanand Prabhu again falls at their feet and requests them, please take Harinam, please take Harinam. So they said, no. What the Jagai does, he takes his earthen pot which is lying down and he throws it at Nityanand Prabhu. And obviously when it is hurt, he is bleeding profusely. And in the meantime what happens, the local people go and tell Mahaprabhu and tell ki Nityanand is hurt because of Madai. And now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is extremely angry. It is said that if you hurt Krishna, if you offend Krishna, he will forgive you. But if you offend his devotee, then Krishna will not forgive you. So Mahaprabhu comes very angrily and he says, he calls upon Sudarshan. He says, Sudarshan, Sudarshan. And immediately the Sudarshan comes. But what does Nityanand Prabhu do? He falls at the feet of Mahaprabhu and he says, Mahaprabhu, have you forgotten for what purpose you have come here? You have come to actually reclaim all such souls. Everybody is Jagai Madai in Kaliyug. So if you do not, you know, show your mercy to them, then how, I mean, your incarnation will not serve its purpose. So please, you know, let it be. So in actually, before that I forgot to say, Madai actually tries to hurt again. But Jagai says, no, he's so merciful, Nityanand. He's not even hurting you. What is he asking of you? He's just telling you, take Krishna's name. So don't hurt him. So this report also goes to Mahaprabhu that actually he was wanting to hurt, but Jagai said no. So Mahaprabhu softens there. He says, okay, Jagai is nice. I will give him mercy. So actually he blesses Jagai. And now Madai says, Are jo bhi kiya, saath mein kiya. You have actually blessed him, but not me. What have I done wrong? See, he's impudent. He's so impudent, no? He's actually hurt Nityanand Prabhu. But he says, please. So then Mahaprabhu tells a very important point over there. He says, if you want, because you have offended whom? Nityanand Prabhu. So if you want mercy, you have to approach the same person you have offended. So go and beg forgiveness from Nityanand Prabhu. So he goes and begs forgiveness and eventually he is relieved of all his sins. How is relieved? Mahaprabhu takes all their sins into his body. It is said, Mahaprabhu's body immediately turns black and blue. Means imagine so much of sins they must have committed in all that. And after Mahaprabhu blesses them and, you know, rectifies them, these two become such pure souls and they're initiated. Such is the mercy of the Lord. He initiates them as Jagadanand and Madhavanand. And they become such humble souls. Previously, everybody used to get so scared of them, na? And they used to hit. Now, reverse. What happens is that, now when Jagai and Madai go on the roads, you know, very humbly, requesting everybody, please chant, the same people who are tormented by them, they used to pick up stones and throw at Jagai and Madai. And say, you rascals, you simply dong rachare, you are not devotees. And they used to go and throw stones at him. But they used to not retaliate. They said, yes, we are so papi, we are so cruel that we do not deserve this. And they used to go and again place the stones in their hands and tell, please hit us again. Please hit us again. We are most fallen. So they transformed so much. Why? Because of the merciful glance of Mahaprabhu. So such is the mercy of the Lord. So without the mercy of the Lord, we cannot even advance in what in spiritual life nor in the material life. Correct? And if we talk about Mahaprabhu, how can we not talk about Prabhupada, our founder Acharya? If all of you please read Leelamrita, you will understand how merciful, how compassionate is Srila Prabhupada, that at the age of 70, he goes to a foreign land with how many rupees in his pocket? 70. With no one, he didn't know anybody over there. When he goes to the Boston place, he does not know where to go, either right or left. But because he had, you know, he had instructions from his Guru Maharaj and with the sole purpose to reclaim all the conditioned souls like us so that he can place us at the feet of the Lord. So such is the mercy of Guru. There are very nice pastimes in Leelamrita and from the mouth of devotees, I would like to share two pastimes. How merciful is Srila Prabhupada? It is said at one point, when Prabhupada had many disciples and there was one brahmachari disciple who left the brahmachari ashram because of his previous conditioning. He did not, you know, he left all his principles. He did not follow any principles and he left the ashram. And he came to know that Prabhupada is coming to some place to open, for an inauguration of a temple. So he came and stood near the temple And when this devotee was standing, Brahmachari devotee was standing, he saw that many other devotees were standing behind him. And they were whispering. He said, how come this man has come? He's not following any rules and regulation. How can he go and meet Srila Prabhupada? What will Prabhupada tell him? He should not go. We should stop him. And from the other end, Prabhupada got down out of the car and he was walking towards the temple. And he goes directly to this Brahmachari disciple and he says, would you like to serve me? He was actually a personal cook for Srila Prabhupada. He used to cook for Prabhupada. So Prabhupada did not forget whatever little services he rendered when he was in the Brahmachari ashram. Such is the mercy. Guru Krishna does not see our disqualification. He only fans our positive attitude. It is such a nice thing, correct? If he has to see, he will see so many faults in us. So even Prabhupada did not see. What he said? Will you cook for me? Just by that one sentence, he understood that how merciful is Prabhupada, and he again went and surrendered and he joined the ashram. One more time, since Russia-Ukraine war, we cannot but speak of a Russia thing. So there was this Russian lady. She was very diligently serving the temple, the devotees and all. But her husband was not a devotee, but was a very good well-wisher. He used to never obstruct her going to the temple or do services. So eventually the husband contracted some disease and he died. After some days, this lady, the Russian devotee, she has a dream, very vivid dream. And in that dream, she has a very vivid picture that somebody is in heaven in white robes, very shiny robes with long flowing hair till here. And he's holding his hand back front like that. And there are two lines. One line, the gate is open, but the line is very long. And one gate piche se. And this person who is in white robes, who is very shining, he extends his hand and he calls, come here, come here. And whom is calling? The husband. That Russian devotee's husband. So when she gets up of the sleep, she realizes, and she actually tells it to somebody. She expresses her concern to another devotee. He said, yes, it can be only Srila Prabhupada, because Srila Prabhupada is like our spiritual master, our father. He does not see what we didn't do. He sees what we did for him. So what did that Russian devotee's husband do? He supported the wife. He did not obstruct her. So even for such a small service, the Lord awards such a big benefit through the via medium of a guru. Means what does this dream signify? That even in the dream, gurus are so merciful. Even in the dream, for such a small service that we render, gurus personally takes the devotees to the Lord. So if we do positive service, how much more benefit we can get, correct? If we do direct service to Guru and Krishna and devotees, how much more benefit can we get, yes or no? Ramanujacharya also exemplifies this principle which I am saying. Ramanujacharya, we all know he is from the Sri Sampradaya, the founder of Sri Sampradaya. So when he goes to the south area, South India, he has a reputation that whichever town and village he goes for preaching, the whole town becomes devotees. Such is the mercy of Krishna and Guru. So one place, he says, I want to stay here and please build a nice pandal. Go and call all the local citizens and tell them I will be here for 7 days and give Bhagavat Saptah. Correct? So please go and prachar karna. So these devotees go and tell. But that when the day comes in the pandal, not one person. So everybody is astonished. Obviously when everything is there and nobody to hear, it's quite a big task. So they ask, now what to do, with what face should we go and tell Ramanujacharya that nobody is there? So Ramanujacharya is not perturbed by this. So he calls his one Brahmachari disciple and he says, come here. What you do is that you go and sit on the Vyasasan and you give Bhagavat Saptah. So now he says, Guru Maharaj, I am such a simple Brahmachari. What I am doing, I am cleaning your clothes. I am cleaning the toilets. I am doing menial services. I don't know how to read and write. I am so illiterate. How can I sit on the Vyasasan and give Bhagavat Saptah? There will be so many pandit, intellectual people in the audience. What will I convey to them? Correct? But what is the Shastra say? Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatam aham vande Shri Guru Tinatarini. If you take shelter of Krishna and Guru, even the lame can walk. Even the blind can see. Even the dumb can speak by the mercy of Guru. So here, just because he took shelter of Guru, on the order of Guru, he sits on the Vyasasan. And as soon as he sits on the Vyasasan, suddenly there was a surge of devotees coming to hear him. And all became devotees. After 7 days, all became devotees. But in the meantime, what happened? Obviously, when somebody gets prominence, the other people starts feeling insecure. No? Sorry, usko kaise mila chance? I am, you know, such intellectual. Guru did not tell me. So there was whispering going on. But Ramanuja called upon others and said, the only qualification he had, he did menial service unto me. And when such person is so devoted to me, I bestow all that he lacks. So he bestowed all the knowledge to that Brahmachari disciple. So such is the mercy of Gurus also. So now we have heard so many pastimes, correct? So you all might question, what is in it for me? Ram has gone, Krishna has gone, Mahaprabhu is already gone, Prabhupada is not there. So how do I get the same mercy? Simple thing. When actually Shabari meets Ram, Ram tells a very nice instruction which is very pertinent for all of us. How to seek mercy from the Lord. He says, if you follow the 9 processes of devotion, then easily you can access the mercy of the Lord. If you can hear about the Lord, if you can speak about the Lord, if you can glorify the Lord, if you can do kirtan about the Lord, if you can sing praises of the Lord, if you can take shelter of the Lord, whichever process is dear to you, if you do it diligently, the mercy of the Lord is definite for you. There is no doubt about it. So what is the mercy for us now here? Srila Prabhupada has left such showers of mercy in the form of books. Correct? We've seen so many books there. So if we have, obviously, we have to take out time because it is beneficial for us. So if we have to access the mercy of Krishna through the via medium of Guru, Prabhupada has given such umpteen books for us. So if what we can do for what he's done such monumental work for us. So as a token of a gratitude and expression of gratitude, we can at least take some small books and read one. We can at least read one page, correct? We can't say we are busy. Then Krishna also says, sorry, I am busy. If we go to him, please protect yourself. Chalo, aage bado. Correct? Nahi to aap Qatar mein ho. Would you want that answer from Krishna? Nahi na? Correct? We hear that. Lines are busy, please wait. Krishna will make us wait. And his wait is long. So we want to get instant mercy, right or no? So how will that come? If we read diligently, if we serve each other nicely, whatever position is. When I went to Vrindavan, I had a very nice bhajan. It says, jis desh mein, jis vesh mein, jis bhi parivesh mein raho, bas radha raman, radha raman, radha raman kaho. What is, isn't it easy? Whichever vesh we are, now in the form of, in the body of a female, we can do bhakti. Shabari has done, correct? Whichever vesh, Jatayu was in the vesh of a bird, but he got the utmost mercy. So the Lord does not distinguish ki isi ko milna chahiye, isi ko nahi. Not only for the top class, he gives mercy even to all the ordinary people like us. So it's only that we have to go and beg mercy for him, correct? Like if we sit in a closed room and say, "Arey, yahan pe sunlight hi nahi hai, whose fault is it? Our, na? We should go outside and experience the sunlight. So similarly, Krishna's grace, Krishna's mercy, Krishna's blessings is there for us, but we should be able to access it. So the medium is Guru, his books, and the best medium Mahaprabhu has taught us is Harinam. Correct? Because Krishna's name and Krishna's form, Krishna himself is non-different. Such is the mercy of the Lord. Correct? Now, if Prabhupada says a very nice point, that if you are thirsty, if you go and fetch water or cola, or if you just say cola, 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 Coca-Cola, will it satiate your thirst? No, you have to drink it, na? So similarly, if you take Krishna's name, obviously you will be satisfied. There will be no thirst, no material thirst. But you will actually want to gain the association of the Lord, gain the association of devotees, which is the best wealth. So the best and the easiest way, the smoothest way to get the mercy of the Lord is through Guru, through his books, and ultimately the Harinam. So in Chaitanya Charitamrit, there is a very nice shloka which actually summarizes the whole point. It is said, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Shruyatam Shruyatam Nityam, Giyatam Giyatam Muda, Chintyatam Chintyatam Nityam, Chaitanya Charitamritam. How do you get the mercy of the Lord? Shruyatam, Shruyatam, Nityam. Shruyatam means constantly hear the glories of the Lord. Correct? Is it easy or no? We hear so much trash otherwise. Correct? Boot, whatever, Spotify. We do all that, no? So cut on that and hear the glories of the Lord. Hear the glories of the Lord's devotees. Maybe start slowly. We don't want, Krishna is not expecting so much. But at least we can start with this. Is it difficult? No. So in a day of 24 hours, at least 20 minutes we can give to Krishna. Right or no? If you see one movie, 3 hours go or no? So much of time we can save in hearing the glory. Shruyatam, Shruyatam, Nityam, always. Not once, every time. Because if you close a house for many days and not open it, and one sudden day we see the floor is so dirty, the upholstery is so dirty, what do? You have to clean it regularly. So our heart also needs to be cleaned every day by hearing. Shruyatam, Shruyatam, Nityam. Giyatam, Giyatam, Muda. Muda means happily glorify the Lord. By telling everybody, glorify the Lord every time. Chintyatam, chintyatam, bhakta. And when you are devotees, chintyatam means contemplate on what Krishna has said. Bhagavad Gita is for contemplation. It's a life manual. So if you contemplate and regularly read about it, and acharan me, practically follow it, and tell everybody about it, then the amrit, the showers of nectar of Lord's mercy will definitely 100% guarantee be on all of us. And when such showers of mercy are on us, definitely, as I said, we will be satisfied, we will be happy, we will be rejuvenated, and we will be more blissful. We all want to be blissful, right? Yamaros. Kya ye? Mataji ek ghante se bore kara rahi hai. Kab khatam hoga? Correct? So we all want to be blissful, na? So the easiest, smoothest way is to chant the holy names of the Lord and gain the mercy of the Lord. Hare Krishna. If I have made any mistakes, please do correct me, rectify me. Yeah, please.
See that this is actually the Lord's mercy, that you know things are happening good in our life. So how do we remember Krishna in the good times and see from a larger perspective that this is actually His mercy?
Very nice question. You all heard the question, right? In good times we remember Krishna, and when we get good things we immediately forget, which is so very natural for all of us because we are conditioned. So the Lord teaches us, whatever it be, even if you are in good times, bad times, come to me, don't forget me. Sometimes in good times we go, in bad times we forget. But we have to practice. By practice we can actually try to change our attitude. That whatever it be, we need to go and approach the Lord. We need to thank Him. We need to remember Him constantly. And how will that happen? When we hear constantly about the Lord. That's why I said, Shruyatam, Shruyatam, Nityam. When you hear constantly, all the misgivings start going off, reducing. And then eventually go off. That time will come. So we need to regularly hear about the glories of the Lord. We need to regularly come together and actually discuss about the Lord. Then all these misgivings will go. Then we will be fine-tuned. Now, tuning achha nahi hai na? Now we need to fine-tune, we need to polish. So that polishing takes time. Just have faith. Krishna will definitely do the best for us. Any more?
Can we please chant 3 times Hari Bol for Mataji? And we thank all of you all for coming to Chetna and making this a really successful event. This is our second offline Chetna. And can those people who have come to Chetna for the first time, can you all please stand up? You all are very special people. Because, oh my God, so many. Wow. So we have some really good goodies for you all. So please do collect them when you are having your prasadam. Prasadam is downstairs, Lakshmi Narayan temple. You all can exit from here. But before that, it's not going to end on such a silent note. We definitely are going to have some really good dancing kirtan. So everybody please stand up. And there's a big good news for everybody that next month's Chetna is actually not in a similar form. There's going to be a one-day trip. So April, we are waiting for April. We are going to have a one-day trip. Dates will be announced soon. If you guys haven't registered downstairs, you all can still give your names, okay? So that we get your contact details and we can share you the event details and the trip details with you all. So you guys, definitely we want to see everybody's faces on the trip, okay? So also, everybody who come Chetna for the first time, please collect your books and your gifts from web, okay? So please, dancing kirtan, chalo.
Those who are new, please come to me because I don't know each and everybody of you. So those who are new, you can just come to me on their own and get the books, right?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, सभी गाओ कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Sabhi gao. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you.
Harinam Sankirtan ki, Chetna Youth Festival ki, with Igor Premanande. Haribol, there is an announcement. Please wait.
Thank you, everyone. Whoever has not registered their name, please come to me and register your name and number so that we can have in our records and we can just forward you about our festival ahead. Thank you.